Hi, it's Billy calling back from MMA Legal. Is it Mr. Gordon McArthur that I'm speaking with?
Yeah.
Hiya, darling. So, before we go any further, I just want to explain to you that my job today is to make sure we have your details on file correctly and explain the procedure to you. Now, never for a second are we going to expect you to pull out files or go and get evidence in regards to the statements that we take today. Our job is to locate that, and we will be able to locate your file because we contact all your local authorities. So it's not as if we're clutching at straws to hopefully get your compensation. You will be paid out based upon your statement, darling. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Now, your application, we've got it as Gordon McArthur. Can I ask you, is that the name that you had within the care system as well?
Is there any other Gordon Love McArthur.
Is it a Love spell L-O-B-E? Sorry,
L-O-B-E. L-O-B-E, yeah.
Perfect. Gordon Love McArthur. And could I please ask you, is this the best contact number to contact you on, the one of the speakers at the moment?
Yeah.
Perfect. We also have you down here for an email as smmacarthur@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah, that's my daughter's email address.
Perfect, not a problem. And can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Gordon?
2756.
1956. And could I also please ask you for your current home postcode where you're residing at the moment?
It's G140YQ.
You. And what's the door number?
It's 11 39 11.
39 flat 11. Perfect, no problem. Now, can I ask you, was you always known as Gordon Love McArthur within the care system, or is there any nicknames or anything that you may have
got? No, I was always, Gordon Love McArthur.
Perfect, no problem. And also, I do need to ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, darling?
No.
Brilliant. If I am correct, are you 69 years young at the moment? So because you are over the age of 68, we are actually eligible to fast-track your claim for you, which means we can give you a bit more time frame on it. So instead of you waiting up for 12 months, I think the time frame is 6 to 9 months, darling. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Could I ask you, do you remember your age when you was placed within the care system?
I remember 14, 15.
14 years, no problem. And can I please ask you, do you know why you were taken off your parents?
Well, it was actually, it was the courts that sent me to send me because of it. I was stealing.
No problem. And court. No problem. And what area did you grow up in before you placed into care, if you do remember, darling?
Sorry, say that again.
What area did you grow up in before you were placed in the care?
Down in Brixton, Glasgow.
Glasgow, perfect. So I'm assuming it's Glasgow local authorities that did place you within the care system.
Yeah. So it was actually the court that done it. Yeah, courts.
Court.
Yeah.
Perfect, thank you for that. It just gives us an understanding of where to look for, Lisa, because we contact all local authorities and all places where you was positioned. Do you know where you was taken to, the first place where they did place you?
It was Care Law Approved School.
Care Law, so I've had a lot of...
Sorry,
so I've had a lot of statements regarding this place.
But Care Law?
Yeah. So... And you were there, I'd say I'm correct, you said you was around 14, 15 when you were placed, is that correct?
Yeah, I think I was running with that in GM,
And is it in Stevenage, was it, in Care Law?
Yeah, Stevenson.
Stevenson, sorry about that,
yeah.
And how long was you there for, roughly?
About 18 months, I've done it.
18 months. And then after that, did you go to another care home, or did you stay within did you go back home?
Yeah, went home back
Went off then. No problem whatsoever. Now, with this claim ongoing, we're not going to be, clutching at straws. It would be wrong for me to give you any sort of direct value now, as each case is individually different, as you can imagine. But when we locate your files, we just need to prove that you was in this place and your statement is, what we'll be paying you out. So we won't hold back on anything and we will make sure we get you the justice that you deserve.
Yeah.
Was it just you placed into the care system, or did you have any siblings that was taken into care with you? Sorry, sir.
No, it's just me.
Just no problem. Can I please ask you for your parents' names, if you do remember?
Alice McArthur.
Alice McArthur.
Yeah. Connell.
What was Dad's name?
David MacArthur. Aye, David. He died when I was young, so he died when I was pretty young.
Sorry to hear that. And you said Mum was Alice Coral MacArthur?
Connell.
Oh, Connell. Sorry about that. Connell. That changed. Connell MacArthur. And could I please ask you, when this claim is ongoing, what we require from you is a beneficiary. So basically, of course, we hope that nothing would happen to you over the next few months of the claim ongoing. Is there anybody within your family or within your circle that you would be happy for this payment to go to if the worst was to happen to yourself?
My daughter, Fiona MacArthur.
Gina MacArthur.
No, Fiona. Fiona.
Oh, Fiona. Sorry about that. I do apologise. I think it's my husband. Fiona MacArthur. And is she over the age of 18?
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you know her mobile number at all, darling?
No, I haven't looked at it. So I've got it in the phone, but I can't. I'm no you. I'm not trying to use this thing. So you phone me up when you're going to be able to give you it later.
That's not a problem. What I will do anyway for you.
It's her email address you've got, so it is.
Okay. Well, what it is, we've got to get you some documents sent over. We can't take this any further without you sending the document back. Now, it will come through to your mobile number and it will come through to you on an email too. So whatever is easier, I can help you send it back through the mobile. That's not a problem. Do you also have WhatsApp at all?
No, no.
No, I was going to say,
could you send them to my daughter's email address?
Yes, it will come through to your daughter's email
address. All right,
and what I'll do is, but I will also need a picture of your ID and I will need a picture of your proof of address. Are you going round to your daughter's today at all?
No. I've just left her, so I have.
Is there anybody at home that you will be with that would be able to send me a picture of your driver's licence or your passport over and a letter dated to you in the last 3 months?
Yeah, I can go back up to my daughter's then, she'll do it for me.
Yeah, so what I can do for you, if you'd like, is I can take your statement from you now and then I can call you back whenever you're back at your daughter's and that way I can take her number and I can message her and WhatsApp for you. Is that okay with you?
No, that's fine, yeah.
Perfect, no problem. So before I go any further, I just need to run for a brief script with you and just give you an understanding that you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, and you can also instruct a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so we would be under a private agreement on no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you would not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the solicitors will take 16% plus VAT, which is a maximum of 20%, which is 20, and that will come from the overall amount at the end. Are you happy with that, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So I just need to make you aware of that. Now, the only thing I need from you, I understand it wasn't yesterday your time within the care system. I just need a brief understanding of what you've had to deal with throughout your time within the care system. Can I ask you to break that down for me, please, darling, and just give me an understanding?
Basically, mental is the thing you call it. Mental abuse, it was sort of...
Can I ask you, the staff here... I'm so sorry to bring it back to you, I understand. In the most respectful way I can say it to you, I've had lots of people make claims against Kira, so I understand that it is a horrible time and also it is a horrible place to actually ask you to go back to. But you are helping yourself within this case now, and not only that, the same way I've spoken to other people, they're helping you. The more that you can talk up about this and obviously give us as much as you possibly can will help your case altogether, as not just help you, help other people. So we really do appreciate it. It's a hard topic of conversation, and I am here to go through it in your stages. So if you feel like it's too much, I can call you back, don't worry. If you feel like there's only certain pieces you can confide in me and explain to me at the moment, again, I'm here to do it as you please, so do not worry. But if it would make it easier, I can ask you certain questions just to make it a bit easier to break down for you.
Just go ahead and just get it over and done with.
Could I ask you here, when you did arrive, was there any support or was there anybody that had actually explained anything to you or give you an understanding of what was going on?
No, nothing at all, no.
And do you feel like you're secluded a lot of the time, like locked away or anything like that?
Sorry, say that again?
Do you feel like you was ever secluded or locked away, left on your own a lot of the time?
No, I was thinking, I just, I don't know, it's just been that long ago, you know what I mean? So I just still go.
Yeah.
I just thought, I can remember is the belt.
The belt.
Yeah. Yep. Getting that across the buttocks and all that, so it was.
And can I ask you showers and things like that, were they provided or did they ever use that?
No, they were supervised.
Supervised. Did any of the staff ever have to help you shower or wash or anything like that?
No, a couple of times I tried, but I just, no.
No problem. Can I ask you here, was food always an option or did they ever use that against you as a punishment again? If you didn't eat it, you'd have to eat the same meal the next day or you'd go to bed hungry?
No, if they... sometimes they did that to me sometimes, they starved me, you know what I mean? Or they wouldn't sting me, come down to their level or whatever, I don't know, you know what I mean? Just...
Yeah, no issue. I do understand that it was the case in here when some children, you may not have been the case, but some people was bedwetters, and what they would do is they would basically embarrass them for things like that. Was you ever in a situation like that?
I was embarrassed, all right, aye. Yeah, totally embarrassed.
Did they ever like the way they spoke to you? Was it quite nasty and quite abrupt and quite boisterous?
Oh yeah, straight in the ball and yeah, in your face and all that sort of.
Did they ever put you in any, say, like lock you in any rooms as a punishment or keep you in the hallways at night time or anything like that as a punishment?
Stand in the hallways for hours.
Did they stop any family visits or anything to see you?
I never got any family visits.
In regards to occasions of things like that, did they allow you to make friends there? And did they ever try and turn the children against each other or allow them to be nice to one and be horrible to others, trying to play them against each other?
I was all in that, aye. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever make you fight or anything with the other children?
No.
No problem. And did they ever provide you any cigs and alcohol or anything like that at all?
No.
No problem there. You ever remember, I do need to ask the question, was there ever any sexual assault while she was within this place to you or to any other children that you witnessed?
No, I witnessed.
And would the staff be nice to you, or just, when you've seen them across the hallways and stuff, did they be quite abrupt with you? Would they ever push you around or prod at you, pull you by your ears or anything like that?
Like, when you walk by them, would you have been nudged with their shoulders and that, you know what I mean?
And is there any other memories that you want to take, that you want to provide me with today before I file this against them for you, or do you feel like you've provided me with enough for right now?
I've provided you with enough, aye.
Because I feel like you have provided me with enough information here, and my job is to make sure that I'm not putting you in an uncomfortable situation, and most importantly, is to make sure I've got as much as I possibly can, and I definitely do have enough to actually file the claim for you, so that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, do you know of any staff members' names or anything while she was here, or any other children?
There's two that I remember. There was an elderly man there, so there was. And there was a young guy there, he had the birth in that story. He was the worst man of the most, he was at you. Remember him?
Do you not remember his name at all, or do you just remember
I don't remember the name.
Perfect, not an issue there. And even just speaking to you now, I understand this is just my own opinion from speaking to you. I do think it is very hard for you to relive this kind of topic. Hard for him to relive it. It is a touchy subject, yet. And I feel like just speaking to you is something that you do try and put to the back of your mind. How have you dealt with that over the years? Do you feel like you have struggled to build relationships and trust in people?
No, I've lost two relationships because it sort of... When my daughter's mother, I was with her for 40 odd years, I was wasted. And I never worked with my aunt here, but it was just abuse, you know what I mean, shouting and bawling and that. Then we end up with split up. Then I met this other lass and the same thing with that, I know. And then I was taking a drink, so I was on drink and all that, and all so was, but I've actually come after that. But about 7 years ago, I actually tried to commit suicide.
I'm sorry to hear that. I just want to let you know that I am very proud of you in regards to the alcohol and the suicide side of things, because, like I say, this is something that people have had to bottle up for so long now, and it took one person to make a claim for people to speak up. And like I say, the more people that are speaking up is the more people that's helping one another. That's why I was saying to you earlier, I've had a lot of people make file a complaint. It's possibly one of the worst, it's probably one of the most common places which have had complaints filed against them at the moment in regards to myself, and that's just me dealing with Mike outside of work. So them cases that I've already dealt with will help your case, and your case will go on to help other people as well. Everyone's cases are quite connected, and you do say the same kind of stuff, what has happened within these places, which goes to show that you do, you are together. You have a lot more, you have a lot stronger together than what you are individually, and we're there to make sure that we fight that for you. So my job is to go ahead and get this case submitted, and that's just what I will be doing. And we can put yours through as a fast track as well due to your age. So what I am going to do for you, the only thing I need from you now is to call you back when you're with your daughter for your ID and your proof of address. Now, the proof of address can be any letter dated to you. It just needs to be dated within the last 3 months. And your ID can be anything from a driver's license to a passport, provisional or bus pass. Now, when would it be best for me to call you back to get that information, darling?
The address thing, I don't get that. I can't get to the home and the address.
Do you have anything on your mobile phone, like a bill, or like a bank statement or a bill or anything like that?
My bank statements are on my phone.
Yes, so you can send over your most recent bank statement and a picture of your driver's license or any other ID, that's fine. And I'll send the document over to her now. But when I call you back, I'll explain to her how to sign it and return to us, darling, okay?
No problem,
When would you best for me to call you back?
About half past three.
Half three is perfect. That's fine with me. I've got another call booked in now, so we should be done around half three. So I'll give you a call just after that, darling, okay?
Right, okay, thank you.
All right, Gordon. Speak soon, sir. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.